Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So much Monday morning sports news. For the first time in more than 30 years, the LA Lakers and the Golden State Warriors face off in the NBA playoffs. So it is a superstar semifinal, LeBron James, Steph Curry, meeting once again. First game tips off tomorrow. And then, over in the NHL, the Boston Bruins took a hard fall on the ice, crashing in round one in the biggest upset in the history of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Joining us now, Kyrie Thompson. He is a producer at Radio Boston and a former sports reporter at Boston.com. Hey there, Kyrie.
How you doing, Tiziana?
Well, fascinated, really. So Boston entered the Stanley Cup playoffs, perched at an epic height. Most wins, most points ever, big expectations. And now it seems this season's going to be remembered for an epic fail. They're knocked out of the playoffs in round one. Bruins losing to the Florida Panthers. What happened?
Well, the NHL season, as with so many of these other sports seasons, they're a grind, right? It's 82 games. And really just so much went right for the Bruins. They dominated opponents night in and night out, but they ran into an opponent that just wasn't scared of them. And you had some injuries. Patrice Bergeron, I mean, their captain, their top player, missed games because of what we now know is a herniated disc in his back. He played through it to the end of the series. And then I think they believed, you know what? We're the Boston Bruins. We had the most wins in NHL history. We scored the most points in NHL history during the regular season. We'll figure it out. And they didn't adjust until it was too late.
They lose in overtime. You just talked about Patrice Bergeron. They wanted him to wrap up his career with the championship. Now this stunning loss, what did he say after the game last night?
Really what he said is it's hard to process anything right now because of just how devastating that is. But you could see the scene on the ice after the game, him standing in front of the door back to the locker room and everybody giving him a hug on the way out and the tears in his eyes, just a gut-wrenchingly emotional scene. Boston fans are pretty distraught today.
Okay, so let's leave them over there crying and go to the NBA, where the playoffs are getting really exciting. We've got this epic battle there getting underway tomorrow. Lakers, Warriors. How do things look for those two teams heading into the matchup?
You know what's interesting? Steph Curry, the star for the Warriors, missed 26 games this season due to injury. LeBron James and Anthony Davis missed about the same time for the Lakers, but they both knocked off young, eager, energetic teams in the first rounds of the playoffs, showing that you can get a lot done when you've got experience and resilience on your side.
So Steph Curry may have missed a lot of games, but he broke a record last night, 50 points in the final game of the series with the Kings. He and LeBron James have played before against each other in the playoffs, not on these two teams, right? So what are the two giants saying as we head into these semifinals?
Man, I got you again? I think that's really what it is. LeBron and Curry have shown that even though they're up there in age, LeBron's 38, Steph Curry's 35, they have great performances still left in them. Steph Curry scores 50 points, most in a game seven ever. LeBron James just had a 20-point, 20-rebound game and hit a game-tying shot at the buzzer against the Grizzlies. LeBron James is a basketball supercomputer. Anything you've ever done against him in an NBA game, he will remember. And I think it's played a role in the Lakers being able to beat the Warriors 3 out of 4 times in the regular season this year. But as we've seen with the Bruins, regular season record doesn't matter when the playoffs roll around.
We've been talking with Kyrie Thompson. He's a producer at Radio Boston on WBUR, and he was a sports reporter for Boston.com. Hey, Kyrie, thanks.
Of course. Thank you, Tiziana.